Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So Rashad, during the commercial break, we were talking about Dion, and he says, you know, would you be surprised if he took an NFL gig? And I was like, you know, nothing in sports really surprises me anymore. It's that crazy. And, you know, and he's like, what's the last thing that truly surprised you in sports? And I had to think about it a little bit. I'm like, well, actually, it was probably this week when Bill Belichick took the job at North Carolina.
Not the Panthers. North Carolina. Tar Heels.
Yeah, not Charlotte. Yeah, not the Carolina Panthers.
Chapel
yeah.
Hill.
Chapel, wow. Chapel Bill.
Yeah, Chapel Bill. That's what they're calling him now. It was funny. When the news broke, I leaned over to other sales extraordinaire Kurt Ludwig and told him, and he just couldn't believe it. He was like, no, he didn't.
I'm so confused.
No, he didn't. And I was like, yes, he did. And he had to Google it. He would not believe me. He did not trust my sources.
No, I think it feels like a prank or something like that. Like, this doesn't seem like it fits. I could be wrong, but yeah, Bill Belichick soup. You see Nick Saban had to sit his old ass down because he was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Like, I think, you know,
wait, other teams can pay for players now? I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't want to do any of this stuff. So Bill is going to be negotiating terms with kids.
And parents.
Like, that's okay.
Bill comes from that world as opposed to Nick Saban was the only guy that got money. You know, my players don't get paid unless it's under the table, and I'm okay with getting paid. But it's Dabo Sweeney.
Bill is also incredibly frugal with, you know, paying people and
we're
stuff
gonna
like
take
that.
Care
like,
of your son.
Brady, they gave a murderer $40 million. I absolutely beg to differ that they were frugal with paying people.
He was killing, man. That was only a couple times. There's not a lot of guys that got paid from New England. I mean, you seriously count the number.
He's killing secondary.
Well,
yeah.
But
he was
didn't
doing.
Tom Brady make less money because they were paying other people? Like, I'm going to push back on that narrative a little.
I'm saying because they wanted to pay other people to keep them there. So it's not like he was, you know, if Brady should have been the highest paid player, but was never because, and that's what I'm saying, like going out and getting receivers and paying for running backs and paying for, that's not something Bill Belichick was ever, and as a Patriots fan, pisses you off because like, man, go get them. It's not the Patriot way. So I'm curious of what kind of environment he's going to create, you know, in Chapel Hill with these young kids. I don't know. And how long is this going to take? And how long does Bill Belichick have like in that regard, as far as coaching?
I do have contract details here. I have poured through the details myself, page by page of this contract. 5 years of the deal with North Carolina, $10 million per year.
Initially reported as three, so it was pretty strange. When then you, oh my God, it's five. You
probably
find out
Well, probably an option after three.
And
or
here,
something like
well,
that.
Here's the caveat.
Five, no, there's a big caveat.
5 year deal, and the first 3 years are guaranteed.
There you go.
And so. Did you see the buyout? I know. I'm sure you're going to get to this in all the details.
You know, that is the page I might have missed.
Then I'll add it really quickly in for you. So before June of this coming year, 2025, the buyout is around $10 million. After that, it falls to $1 million.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, interesting point to that contract. So he can get out of it for $1 million after
here's
June.
The page. I found the page there. There it is. Yes. Reduced to $1 million after June 1st of 2025, opening the door for an early and easy financial exit back to the NFL if an opportunity arose.
And enough for one recruiting, a couple full recruiting classes, right? So you get 3 years of being able to get the guys you need to be able to build your program. First year, it's probably going to struggle because you're going to have a bunch of kids that you didn't recruit that haven't that's good, man. Yeah. So you'll have a couple years of that, but after year three and you're still, you know, 4-7, then you probably won't be there for very long. So that's a nice exit for both parties, I think.
Well, I know, one of the negotiation terms for this deal or something was that he would bring over his son and he would be the coach in waiting, essentially. So I don't know if UNC was like, yeah, that's not happening, or if that's something they're moving forward with, but I guess only time will tell there.
Well, the buyout for Steve Belichick after January 1 becomes nothing, as opposed to before the
for
end
Steve?
Of the year. Yes, for Steve. So Washington has a $1.2 million buyout with Steve in his contract, but after January 1st, that buyout drops to zero. So I'm assuming, just reading the tea leaves, this is going to be, you know, the cleanest of breaks, and Jed Fish is a really good Bill Belichick buddy. So yeah, this will be a very nice transition between two programs. Steve will not have to pay any money. Washington's probably going to get one of Bill Belichick's cronies to, you know, if he doesn't make a inside promotion for the defensive coordinator job, and all parties will be happy.
Well, this doesn't sound as fun at all.
Bill Belichick and the ACC sounds really, really weird.
It's going to be very weird seeing him on that
really
sideline
weird,
wearing anything know, other
wearing but a cut off North
Patriots,
Carolina
yeah.
hoodie.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if it was the AD or the president or I don't know one of the dudes at North Carolina. He put on a blazer, a suit jacket at the press conference with the sleeves cut off.
Yep. Did he cut them off at the presser? Because that probably wasn't shown on camera.
I just saw him sitting down and shaking hands with the cut-off sleeve blazer. So hopefully he got that at, like, Goodwill or something
like that. But usually
when
we cut our sleeves, there's still some ridges there. Like, you can tell we did it. Like, Bella, somebody in wardrobe is doing that for him because it's the cleanest cuts all time. Like, you can tell he didn't do that by himself, man. So they should just start selling those shirts, and I guarantee people start buying them.
Well, North Carolina, best of luck to you. You know, talking about this when it happened, I popped into the studio to talk with Danny and Dusty about it. It's like, you know, it might not be a tough transition just because of college football and where it is today. Again, with NIL negotiating with players more than ever about what they can get out of coming to your school, I think this is going to be a transfer heavy team. And as far as like going to high school recruits and going to their house, like, he ain't going to do any of that. He might come in at the end and do some closing. That's what Dusty was saying, which totally makes sense. It's like, yeah, I can see that. Like, you know, once you have the assistants come in and talk to the parents and the family and the kids on the ropes and North Carolina is one of his final three or five teams, then you bring in Bill wearing all six of his Super Bowl rings with his hot girlfriend. So
I think the main thing is
I heard you want to come to our school.
It's going to be Bill getting those kids who North Carolina or who weren't thinking about North Carolina. You know, the kids that all of a sudden now that Bill Belichick, I mean, his name, if you thought Dion had cachet, you know, just as a player, like Bill Belichick coaching the greatest quarterback of all time and having six Super Bowl rings, like you mentioned, Joe. I don't know if that doesn't scream cachet. If you thought Nick Saban had it. You know, like wait until you see what Bill Belichick is going to be able to do once he says, you know, I can get you to the NFL. I know what NFL quarterback or what they're looking for NFL quarterback or running back or you know, what he does in defense.
I know people in the league. Okay.
Yeah. And I can get you. And
I can help you out.
I can imagine he's still relatively powerful in the NFL, like in some regards. So
look at my girlfriend. You want some of that, don't you?
Do you want to be my girl?
You like that, don't you?
Very good Belichick impression, actually.
Joking. Doesn't take a whole lot. Yeah. Just literally have to sound like you do not care about anything. Yeah. Well, at North Carolina, it's not going to be their only taste of New England. They actually get a little taste of New England coming up here soon. A little wasabi taste of New England.
Get some lobster roll action?
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I do not.
Well, that is the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. That is happening on December 28th between UConn and North Carolina.
Wait, the what?
Wow.
Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Like the wasabi sponsor? I didn't know wasabi was a company.
Well, I mean, it's a plant. Like that.
I know that, but like avocados from Mexico is like a company.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
I didn't know wasabi itself was like.
It's literally just wasabi.
An LLC.
Just wasabi. I mean, I don't know if that is. Like wasabi, is there a larger company behind that? Is it just?
Oh, it's Wasabi Technologies.
Is that what it is?
That is what it is. That's, I've never heard of Wasabi Technologies.
Just like this Bill Belichick thing, that's not nearly as fun either. I like the idea of a bull just simply being sponsored by the wasabi plant.
Wasabi Technologies Cloud Storage done right.
That's lame.
That's awful.
That's like the chicken of the sea of wasabi like companies.
That's lame.
My God.
Come on. Are they from Boston? That's my only question.
That's a good question. Let's see. They launched in Boston, Massachusetts. Yes.
There you go.
I almost said it on the air.
Well, that's not nearly as fun as it being sponsored by the literal wasabi plant. And, you know, also wasabi can go right to hell, too.
You don't like wasabi?
No.
You don't like sushi?
Mixed in with some soy sauce.
No.